there will be no more humans, no more little men. There won't be any more because the angels are going to smote them because they can. If you don't come into your place of power, that's the deal. That's it. It's over. This is the point of ascension. This is that. And now, if we can do the exegesis on it, the tribulation folks saying that the last trump is when they have the rupture. No rapture. Rupture. Riptide. Riptide. No, riptide. Wait a minute. There's an order to it. There's the rapture. No. We got it all wrong. There's the riptide. The orange Red Sea. The orange Red Sea. The flora and the fauna that blooms in the Indian Ocean. We'd look for that. All right.
New flora and fauna? Different flora and fauna?
Yeah. It's
orange and red?
It's fluorescent. You'll see it. Good Jesus God, that lucky box will have it blowed slap up. You'll have it in your house. You'll have it everywhere. Ooh, Lord, it'll be on your telephone. It'll be everywhere. You won't miss that. It'll be something. Okay, they'll hide.
You said it was in the Indian Ocean, though, but you're talking about the Google Box.
Indian Ocean, but it'll be spread. The Android meme will blow it up. You're trying to ask the question of the chain of events.
Yes.
Of how it flows.
Okay, that's fine. All right, so there's the riptide.
All right, so you're going to look for the rapture. Before the rapture, you're going to have that little riptide. Okay.
Okay.
Then you're going to have another shift, some more shifts. Waters are not going to flow the way they were. Now, we say maybe they're going to flow perfectly because the magnetism, the poles are shifting. So they're going to follow the way they always follow. Okay. But the birds are going to go north when they're supposed to go in south because that's where the new marks are going to put them. Do you see? So
yes.
The nature is going to do what it always does, follow the lead of Mother Earth. Okay. But that's going to be different than what everybody knows. When the swallows leave Capistrano, it's going to be a little different. But they know to leave, okay, because it ain't there anymore. Do you see? So that's the shift, that first part, okay? Now, you're going to notice another, with some of this derangement is already taking place. People are going to lose good sense. They're going to lose good common sense. Everybody born under the sun, moon, and stars knows the difference between right and wrong. They know it. They just know that's right, that's wrong. And then they adjust and say, well, it's a little bit wrong, or I'm only a little bit pregnant, or I'm only sort of, or I'm almost a killer, or, you know, going to change. That's going to change. And the modality is everything is wrong or right or over, and I can be an LGBTQRSTXYZ, and I can do what I want to, because you can anyway. We ain't fighting all that. We ain't pushing against none of that. Because it is what it is. And there's a God, you can fuck anything you want to. You be a God, honey, and ain't nobody going to question who you living with.
No rules.
You become a God, and then you straighten it out. You run it like you want to. And we like that. Ain't nothing. We ain't mad about that. Knock it down. Burns got to change, too. It's going to be all right. We can work this out. It's all right. Because as a God, you don't have a say anymore. Okay. But people, in the meantime, are going crazy. They're crazy. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, she's made up this ridiculous. The bitch don't even know what a garbage disposal is. She's lived such a life, she don't even know what a garbage disposal is. And she's going to take over the Democrat Party and don't even know what a garbage disposal is.
How does she write a Green Deal if she doesn't know what a garbage disposal is?
Well, and that's our point. That is our point. And here's the problem with that. Any other time they'd look and say, this bitch needs to go back to school or go do something or go to reform school or go do something. But instead, she's embraced. Well, what about those garbage disposals? I never used. They always got stuff stuck and it never worked out good. The garbage disposals might be the problem. People, there's a union for that. That's why they don't have a garbage disposal, because they don't have a union. They want you to take the trash out. No, that's what it is. It's the damn union. The union is trying to undo the world. That's what it is. We knew that's what it was. That's the problem.
Okay. I have a question about rapture.
Wait. Just a second. All right. Just a second.
Okay.
I'm not through with this part. This part, everybody's going crazy, which makes some people unnerved. Big Pharma, it makes them happy Because the more batshit crazy people get, the less looking they are at how many exact Laura Tabs 750s is going out the meal.
Sure.
They've got this now where they don't care. And they, these little towns got a little pharmacy, a little mom and pop pharmacy, fill enough Tylenol 3 for everybody in the planet to have 18. It's a population of 200 in the town. Something's up. McKesson is responsible, but we ain't mad at McKesson because they're going to need a lot of painkillers. There's going to be a lot of pain. They're getting the tolerance up because you ain't seen the pain that's coming. If you don't come into your place of power, you're going to wish you had a bottle of damn codeine or ecstasy or Quaaludes or Molly's, Roxy's, Benny's. You're going to wish you had a suitcase.
You said McKesson is responsible?
They are. And we ain't mad at them. We ain't mad at them. I mean, hell, Carolyn's saving Big Pharma right now, so you can't get mad at that. It's all good. Remag will make it work better. Remag will make it work better. Clean yourself up so you can dirty yourself down. It's good.